Thank you for calling. This is Ken.
Hi, Ken. It's Rachel Brown calling. How are you?
I'm doing great, ma'am. How about you?
I'm fine. I just wanted to talk to you about the
Yes,
article.
ma'am. Let me just pull that up. Ms. Brown, can you give me a second, please?
Sure.
All right. Thank you for holding, ma'am. Yes, I just pulled up your account details. Yes, I got your message as well. I was trying a number yesterday, and it went to voicemail. I left you a voicemail as well. Did you receive that? Okay, yes, ma'am. So you were also trying a number, so you were saying nobody was picking it up?
It was just music, and that's all that was for a while. It was just music when I called.
Okay, so we were looking into it, because it should go to voicemail if nobody's picking up, but that issue has been sorted out. Yes, ma'am. So, first of all, I believe you have looked into my message I sent you on first with the initial draft for your profile along with the research report, and I believe you wanted to discuss regarding that.
Yeah, just a bunch of stuff, actually. First of all, when you look at overview and history, I don't know who researched this, but they didn't. There's a lot of information on me they didn't get, or like from the questionnaire. There's a lot of famous people that have my jewelry, and they only listed like a few. There's like a lot of people that I listed. Number one, that's one thing. Also, you know, as far as references, there's some YouTube videos. You know, there's one with Joe Piscopo. There's one. There's one. What was the other one that they missed? Oh, this is the other thing I'm looking at right now. Overview and history. The third paragraph has nothing to do with me. It's just somebody else. Over the years, I've explored the technique of drawing on enamel. I don't do that, so I don't know where you got that information from, but that's like not who I. That's not anything that I do.
I'm looking at your draft right now. I believe if you see that, there's the introduction for your business and then the overview and history and social contribution. So you're saying as far as the content goes, you want to have amendments and information is missing out?
Yeah, there's incorrect information and there's missing information.
So this is just the initial draft, ma'am. This is not something finalized. Of course, this can be revised, but this information was created based on the online references and online articles, blogs, press releases, and whatever information has been created is based on that backing by references. But if you think some information needs to be added or removed, that can be done as well. That's not a problem.
Okay. All right, so the first thing is the third paragraph is completely incorrect.
Like custom-made spiritual and Kabbalah-inspired jewelry?
No, under overview and history, the third paragraph.
Okay, the one with Rachel Brown jewelry contains engraved Kabbalistic...
It starts with over the past 2 years is what the paragraph starts with.
Okay, so of course, if we can revise that, that's not a problem. You can share your, of course, like you can send it over the information, or I will do one thing for you. I can send you this draft in a Word document, and you can make amendments to it if you want to do that, and you can share them.
Yeah, you can do that, and I can add things. You know,
it would be better because your feedback is crucial for us, and I'll do that as soon as the call goes down. I'll send you that in a Word document. Besides that, you can see that I have also shared with you the assessment report of your online presence for the business. So my question, ma'am, is like regarding your publications. Like, does anyone take care of that? Because as far as we have looked into all the information about you, there seems to be a lot of press releases and blogs. So is there anyone who takes care of your online presence, like generating press or articles?
No, there is not.
So in the past, how would you get these publications back?
They just happened. I didn't do anything to get them. I just got them.
Okay. So because we have sent out the information to the Wikipedia community about your profile itself. Send over the draft and send over the information of your online presence. So the business is deemed eligible that the page can be created for the business itself due to its unique perspective and the jewelry that you make. But they were asking for some online recently published articles about you on credible platforms in order to do to make the page live.
Well, there's a recent press release about my new line, which is called One Love, One Soul.
Mm-hmm.
There's a press release that's pretty recent, actually, and I sent that in.
Press release, we have evaluated. If you look at the document I've sent you, we have gathered the information that were published previously and recently. But if you think we have missed out, we can definitely have a look into it. But Wikipedia is asking for independent coverage, ma'am, like articles being written about you on credible platforms. Because press releases are good for product launches or to create awareness about the business for the online visitors and significance of the business. But having notable coverage is required coming from different credible platforms, you know, newspapers, magazines, covering your story independently.
Okay, so you're saying that they're saying that I can't get a wiki page? Is that what you're saying?
You can. If you can look into the references that I've sent you, like the Wikipedia policies, they're asking for independent coverage. Press releases, we have already utilized some of them, but we cannot create a profile based on press releases. So independent coverage is required. The profile itself is eligible.
So what are you saying that I can't? What are you? I don't still understand. What are you getting at? That I can't have the page then? Is that what
you can, ma'am? You can have the page. You just need to create some good articles about yourself.
Okay, and how is that done?
Like, if you have any, you can say contacts within the PR industry that might help you create.
I didn't know this
kind of article.
I mean, I've been. I started a business with grassroots effort, you know, and I'm like discovered by Donna Karen and a lot of famous people. I don't have,
yes.
I don't have
it's
those articles.
It's self-made business. We actually have looked into your profile. And over the course of time, you have created yourself as an established, business. So it's just that you, like in this section, if you cover this, the profile can definitely go live.
You're saying that it won't go live if I don't do that? Is that what you're trying to say?
If we try to submit the information the way it is, due to, you can say, weak links and non-credible platforms, based on the references we see now, the page can go live, but this can be taken down because Wikipedia community looks for articles that are done independently. So our suggestion or recommendation is that if you can create good articles about yourself,
okay, so how much does that cost?
Well, ma'am, we have to look into that. The first instance is that most of the people create these articles through their contacts, but if they fail to do so, we can definitely ask our contacts within the industry to create these kind of publications. So we have to submit
an application. When I got this email from Sergio for $500 to get this, I assumed there wasn't going to be I didn't think there was going to be like a small print, I have to pay to get articles made, or it's not going to go live, or I wouldn't have paid the $500. So I need to figure out what to do now, because now I feel like I've been swindled, because I was told, $500, you're qualified for Wikipedia, now you're going up. Now I'm told that now I'm going to have to, on the down low, pay for all these articles, otherwise it's not going to get approved. I thought I was already approved, that's why I paid the $500, otherwise I wouldn't have paid the $500. So I'm getting a little bit disturbed now about seeing through this.
I can understand your concern as well. That obviously,
not cool.
I totally can understand where you're coming from, ma'am, but of course the main goal is to get you on Wikipedia. And once that is done, of course that will be crucial for your business presence and, you can say, verifiability.
I already established that I was already getting on it and you were writing the article. I already thought it was already confirmed and established that I was going on it, not that I might not get on it. It was like, you're approved for it and you're getting on it. That's what I was told. So I didn't think there was like small print, like, but, on the back end.
Ma'am, this is just a one-time thing, right? This is not something ongoing. But obviously, the main goal, if you are trying to understand what I'm trying to say, if you want us to submit this right now, we can, but obviously that is not going to be beneficial for the submission and, of course, for future editing and, getting the profile up. So what I'm recommending is that if you want us to look into it, I can ask my PR agency.
Pay for that. I don't want to have to pay for articles. What is it going to be, 500 an article or something to have to pay for that? Now
well,
it's going to be
that
500?
Won't be the case. We have to look into it, what kind of publications are required, and I will send you the details. You can have
yeah,
a look into
been,
it.
I should have told that up front, that it's going to be 500, but you might not get on it, and then you might have to pay for articles. I wasn't told that.
Well, no,
I was told you are...
Because at that point of time, of course, your business is established, eligible. It's just that once this notability issue is, sorted out, the profile will definitely go up.
So you're basically still telling me that I have to pay to have articles written about me or I'm not going to get on?
No, ma'am. We are not asking you to pay us. If you can create this yourself, that's great. If not, if you need our assistance...
No, I don't have PR assistance. I don't have any PR for my business. It's all been just the way it's, the way it's grown. Or just that's not how I run my business.
Yes,
I don't
ma'am.
Have a PR team.
So we
can
talk to the PR agency. We can see what they can do. If there's a possibility, they can get you the coverage, and I believe they will because obviously you do have an online presence. You do have a unique business, so they can send out the details to us. I will share that with you. And you can let us know where to go from there.
No, if I'm going to have to pay for it, I'll say no.
Because
I don't want to have to pay. I mean, I don't know how much are they going to cost.
So have a look into it. I will share the details with you, and then you can let us know how to proceed, ma'am.
Yeah, I'm very disappointed to hear all this. Very disappointed. Not what I was told up front at all.
Many business, because we have a list of clientels, they have some issues with their profiles. We do sort it out and get the pages up. It's not like something that you are going to go through this process. Everybody goes through this process.
All right. So whatever the next step is, tell me what whatever it is.
Details, have a look into it, and we can then talk about it.
Okay.
And what I'm going to do right now is that I will just generate a request to the PR agency, and I'll get back to you within an hour or two, send you the details, and send you the Word document for the profile itself so you can share us the edits and feedback on the draft itself.
Okay.
All right, ma'am. So if you have any queries and concerns, feel free to reach me out, and thank you very much for your call, by the way.
Bye-bye.
All right. Thank you, ma'am. Bye.